Okay, today is Daf Chav Dalad. We're on Daf Chav Dalad. We're 8 lines down where it says Boyer of Oven. So before we start the Gemara, one very interesting point I wanted to go back to for a minute. On Amud Beis yesterday at the bottom, it said that Rebbe said, first of all, the Kohen Gadol, they had a different belt, and then Rebbe said that Begodim Shenashtamshes Behem Kedusha Chamura. The clothes that the Kohen Gadol wore are now going to be worn by a Kohen Hedyot? You can't do that. It's not appropriate. And therefore, it wasn't the same. Now, Rav Dosa said that that's okay. So what's Rav Dosa thinking? Doesn't Rav Dosa agree with that principle? It's Malon B'Kodesh V'Ein Oridin? How's a Kohen Hedyot going to wear the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol? How's he going to do that? And the answer is, the Shagas Aryeh says, well, the Kohen Gadol is never wearing them again. So they have two choices. Either they're going to go in the garbage, or the Kohen Hedyot can wear them. So if they're going to go in the garbage, why can't the Kohen Hedyot wear them? Yes, we do. Ah, so you hear what he's saying? That's what Rav Dosa holds. He held that the Kohen Hedyot could wear the old begad of the Kohen Gadol. Aye, what about you can't go down in Kedusha? But they're going to go into garbage otherwise. So if they're going to go into garbage otherwise, of course let the Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot wear them. Is that better than garbage? What? So, right?
It begs the whole question.
So says
to what extent a begad has Kedusha?
One second. So says the Taz. If you have something that can no longer be used for its purpose, it's worn out, it's ruined, and you have two choices. I can either put it in Sheamus, put it in the garbage, or I can use it for a lesser purpose. Says the Taz, based on Rav Dosa, use it for a lesser purpose. What's wrong with that? He's using it for, it's going down in Kedusha, but the alternative is going in the garbage. That's the alternative. So what kind of alternative is that? So of course, if that's the case, of course use it for a different Kedusha. Okay, it's lower level, 100%. So what? Such an interesting point, no? So interesting. Okay.
But does it beg it have Kedusha?
Well, that's what we assume it does. It's not Kedusha.
Right. It's passing like Rodosa.
What? I don't know who he's passing like.
For example, you know, if your talus is worn out, you care for what you do with the tzitzis, but the actual begad itself, it's...
So there's a whole question of the actual begad itself. So I'll give you, it's a perfect example. So the talus is worn out.
Yeah.
So I have two choices. I can throw it in the garbage,
yeah.
Put it in shams, whatever, or I can use it for a mace.
For a mace, right.
So isn't that better?
We do,
right? Yeah. Chuck it in the garbage. So it's lower Kedusha, let's assume that's true even. We did that here. Yeah. Last year, middle of Corona, he called me up. He says, do you have any extra talisim? They're running out of talisim for the mason. I gave him 20 talisim.
Yeah.
These talisim worn out, no one's ever going to use them. Yeah. You know?
No, I agree.
We pass anyway.
I understand.
Yeah.
But let's assume, I'm not sure it's true, but let's assume that's a lower level of quote-unquote Kedusha. Right? So I don't know if the beggar has Kedusha. Rabbi Yashiv's paskins, that you shouldn't clean your glasses on your talus.
Oh, really?
Yes. Even though, because he holds, it has a little Kedusha.
That's very interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. If you have to clean it, use your shirt. Don't use your talus. Even though the begad itself has no Kedusha.
Right.
Right? The begad itself has no Kedusha. It's tzitzis, the strings. It's a Kedusha attached. Yeah, he says that. Similar Shiloh. Similar Shaila, because it's a begad miyuchid for davening, right? Since this is more than that, even it's a mitzvah.
Exactly, same.
Right. There's a sefer. They have like six volumes now. I only have two volumes. It's called Vayishma Moshe.
Yeah.
And he asked this person named Moshe, somebody, and he asked a million questions to Rabbi Yashiv. That's in there. That question. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have other examples of Malon Kodesh by inanimate objects where we're talking about using it for a lower kedusha?
Yes. Yes. Like taking a Sefer Torah and cutting out a mezuzah and putting it on your doorpost. It's lower Kedusha, an inanimate object. Right? Torah is the most. Now you made it into a mezuzah.
You're talking about from a puzzle sefer Torah?
Even a kosher one. Not only you thought I'd make a puzzle, there's a whole story, right?
Right. I'm looking for another example of inanimate object, not where we're going to, the choice is throw it away, the choice is make it. Do we have another example?
Oh, what, a malam b'kodesh v'lo meridin? I have to think about it. It's a good question. Okay. Now we're going to start today's daf. Ready?
Yeah.
Boy Rav Oven. Rav Oven asks the following question. Shumas HaDeshen Bekama. How much, that's what it means, how much Shumas HaDeshen do you have to remove from the Mizbeach every morning? How much? What's the shear? Mi Trumas Meiser Yalfin La? Do we learn it out from Trumas Meiser, which is 10%? Oh, Mi Trumas Midyon Yalfin La? Or, do we learn it out from the Trumas Midyon, where it's 1 in 500? What on earth are these two places? Like, what would become from these two random things? So Rashi says, not Rashi. Before we get to Rashi, let's see. Yeah, the answer is because by Trumas HaDeshen it says the word v'herim harama, like to lift it up, and by Midian it says that word, and by Trumas Meiser it says that word. Since it says the word by those two, three places, so that's what we want to know. What's it like? Is it 10% or is it 1 in 500? 1 in 10 or 1 in 500? Okay? Tosfos asks, right? Tosfos asks, well, Midian was one time in history. One time in history they fought the Midianim. They had a battle. They got booty. And they gave 1 in 500 to the Kohanim. Or the Levium, whatever it is. The victor, whatever it is. So you're going to bring a raya from 1 in 500, what happened one time in history, to Trumas Meiser, which happens every year?
Every day?
Every day? No, every day. All the time it happens. Is that much more, make much more sense to bring a raya from Trumas Meiser than from Trumas Midyon? And Tosfos answers that yes, because by Trumas HaDeshen it says the word V'herim, which is in Lashon Yachid. By Midian it says V'haramta, which is Lashon Yachid, and by Trumas Meiser it says V'harimosem mimenu, which is plural. So the Gemara has a suffix. Which one's better? One time in history is better, or the fact that the word is similar is better. Also, he gives another answer. He says Trumas Meiser is only for Kohanim and Levim, not for the rest of Klai Yisrael. Midian was the whole Klai Yisrael. This is the whole Klai Yisrael. So what's better? What's better? Not really the whole Klai Yisrael. The whole Klai Yisrael could see it. How about Truma Gedola or Hafrashas Chala, where it also says the word Harama? Why didn't we ask about those? And Tosas answers, because there's no shear on those. Torah doesn't give a shear. So what kind of raya would that be? Torah doesn't give a shear. How much Truma you have to give, right? Torah doesn't say anything about that. It says the word Harama, and the Chala also says that word, but doesn't give a shear, so there's no, it wouldn't help us. Okay. So, the Gemara answers, where am I?
Tashma.
The Tani Reb Chia, Nemar Kan Veherim, it says over here by Trumas HaDeshen Veherim, the Nemar Lahalon, and it says over there, over where? By Haktaras HaMincha, by burning the Mincha, Veherim, it says Veherim, Ma Lahalon Bekumtso, just like by the Mincha, it's a Kometz, Avkan Bekumtso, so to over here, it's a Kometz, and what's the Shir? A Kometz. Amar Rav, Arba Avodos, Zor, Chayev Olav Misa. There are four Avodos that if a Zor does them, he's Chayev Misa. Four things in the go-on of the Beis HaMikdash that a Zor is not allowed to do, and if he does them, he's Chayev Misa. As Rashi points out, Afal Pisha Kulan Muzer Olei in Zor. A Zor can't do anything. A Zor can't do anything. Nevertheless, Ein Chayev Misa, El al arba ilu kedufarish vazal. There's only chiyuv misa on four. Can't do anything. Azar can't do anything. But there's only chiyuv misa on four avodos. What are the four avodos? Zrika. Zrika sadam. So shchita Azar is allowed to do. Then you have kabbalah sadam, holacha sadam. There's no chiyuv misa on that. Zrika is chiyuv misa. Zrika, haktara, burning things on the mizbeach. Nisa chamayim on sukkis. And nisa chayayin every day. Those are the four things he can't do. Okay? Later in the week, the Gemara is going to ask, maybe even today, I don't remember, well, he's not even allowed to be in the bit. He's not even allowed to be there. How could he possibly even do these avodas? He's not even allowed to be there. a Yisrael, a Zohar, is not allowed to be by the Mizbeach. He can't even get there. It's like, it's another problem, no? Forget doing this, sprinkling the dam. How's he even there? Not allowed to be there. So we'll get to, the Gemara's going to ask that question. Someone's going to ask that question soon. V'levi Amar, Levi adds a fifth one, af Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen also is Chayiv Misa. If the Kohen does Trumas Hadeshen, if a Zohar does Trumas Hadeshen, he's Chayiv Misa. V'chein tana Levi Masnisei, and Levi taught in his own Brisos, af Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen too. My time at the Rav, what's Rav's reason that it's only those four and not Trumas Hadeshen? Dichsif, because it says, I think this is in Parshas Devarim, I believe. It says, no, it's not in Devarim, sorry. It's like maybe in Korach, or over there. It says, V'ata uvanecha, you and your children, itcha, with you, tishmeru es kuhunaschem, guard the kuhuna, l'chol devar ha-mizbeach, to any mizbeach issues, all things related to the mizbeach, ulumi beis la paroches, to the house of the paroches, va'avartem avodas matana, and you shall do the work of the matana, etein es kuhunaschem, I'm giving you this kuhuna, v'hazar hakarav yumas, and if a zar comes by and does anything, he's going to die. Very long pasuk. Very long-winded, extra words pasuk, right? It says the Gemara like this. Avodas matana, v'lo avodas siluk. It says avodas matana. Matana means a gift. Meaning that you're putting something on the mizbeach, not removing something from the mizbeach. Siluk means to remove.
Right.
So if a zohar takes trumas hadeshen, he's not chayev. He's not allowed to do it. Not chayev misa. It says a zohar karv yumas, only on avodas matana. Only putting it there. Not taking it off.
So why is kemitza not on Rav's list?
So the Gemara is going to answer that question because kemitza is really haktara. Anything that gets burnt on the mizbeach is included in the sack.
Right.
So zrikas adam, anything that gets burnt on the mizbeach, it has to be now avoda matana, not avoda siluk. And then the Gemara is going to give a fourth requirement, which is going to remove almost everything else. And that requirement is, it can't be. It has to be the final avoda.
Oh, rather than the preparation.
Exactly. This was like Kabbalah's Hadam is not a final avoda.
Right.
There's a Zrika afterwards. Zrika is the final avoda. Once you have that requirement, nothing's left. Right? Then it says in the Pasuk, Vavadatem, right? Avoda Tama means the final avoda. V'lo avoda sheish achareha avoda. Not an avoda that is another avoda after it. Okay? Has to be the final avoda. So Rashi says over here, avoda tama, avoda shehi gomeres, the avoda that ends umis tamemes es hadavar, and it completes that job. Therefore, says Rashi, v'lo sheyesh achareha avoda, not something that has another avoda afterwards. Kigon, for example, shchita v'kabbalah v'holacha, those three avodos that have to do with dam, sheyesh achareha zrika. Right. After Shechita, you have Kabbalah, Holacha, then Zrika, then what? Then you're done. So Zrika is an Avoda Tama. You're done. Once you do Zrika, you can go home. Now, Rashi says, 1 minute. We have to burn the fats and all that. So I'm not done. I can't go home. I did Zrika, I'm going home. We can't go home yet. There's more things to do. The answer is yes, but not with the Dam. With the Dam, you're done. Right? V'chein, your question, right? All these things are the final avoda. It's only chayv if it's a final avoda. Okay, that's what the Tanakama. That's what who said that? Tanakama, Rebbe. Sorry, Rav. That's what Rav said. V'levi, and what about Levi? Rabbi Rachmana. Rabbi says, 1 second, but the Pasuk said, the same Pasuk we just read, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. It says, anything that has to do with the Mizbeach. So therefore, it includes removal of the Trumas Hadeshen. On the Mizbeach. It's Mamash on the Mizbeach. L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. V'Rav, says Rav, what does that come to include? He doesn't include Shuman Sedeshan. He says it's removal. It doesn't count. I don't say that. L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. Hahu, that comes to include Masuyi Sheva Hazos Shebifnim, seven sprinklings that are taking place inside the Kodesh on Yom Kippur, and Vesheva Mitzorah, and the Mitzorah. Why are those special? Why are those special? Because they're not really on the Mizbeach, they're on the Peroches. They're on the Peroches. They're not really on the Mizbeach. Right? They're on the Peroches of the Kodesh, Kedoshim. Sprinkle on toward the Peroches, right? It's not the Mizbeach. It includes that too. A Zohar can't do that either. The Levi, how does Levi know that a Zohar can't do that either? Right? Because by a Betzora, there's, The Levi, Nafkale, Midavar, V'choldavar. Midavar, V'choldavar, V'verav, Davar, V'choldavar, Lo Davar Shalei. He doesn't darshan that. So therefore, we're all safe. We're all even. Okay? What's the only Machalkas? What's the only thing they're arguing about so far? Truman Sadeshan. The only thing they're arguing about. Rav says, no. Is Zohar not Chayav Misa for that? And Levi says, yes, he is. Okay? Again, how did Levi know that? Because it says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. Okay? Now the Gemara asks a very difficult question, which, you know, here's the question. The Ema, let's say, as follows. L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach Klal. Avodas Matana Prat. We have a klal and a prat. Again, if you see the pasuk there, it says, "Ve'ata uvanecha asher tishmeru es kohanaschem." You and your children, you guys are kahanim. Then the pasuk says, "L'chol dvar mizbeach." To anything that has to do with the mizbeach, that's a klal. Anything, right? Then it says, then the next two words don't fit. It says, umlimibes la parochas. Doesn't really fit in those two words. Then it says, va'avadatem avodas matana. And you should do an avodas matana. First we said, anything that has to do with the Mizbeach. Then we narrowed it. We said, only avodas matana. So it's a klal and a prat. Right? Klal uprat. Ein beklal elamasha beprat. So the rule is, when you have a klal and a prat, you follow the prat. And which means, avodas matana in, it's avodas matana. That's the prat. First we said, l'chol dvar mizbeach. Then we said, only avodas matana. Only putting something there, not removing it. In, avodas siluk lo. But avodas siluk, you're not chayav mitzah for. Because then it says, and the Zohar does it, he's chayav mitzah. So again, the pasuk says, l'chol dvar mizbeach. Anything on the mizbeach is a klal. Anything. Then we narrow it. We say, no, not anything. Va'avadatem avodas matana. Only if it's an avodas matana. So why isn't that the pshat? Why isn't that how you read the pasuk? According to Levi, why are you chayav for Trumas Hadeshen? You shouldn't be chayav. It's a klal and a prat. Levi said the opposite. No, l'chol dvar mizbeach includes avodas siluk. That's not the way to read the pasuk. And the Gemara is going to answer now, because the words ulumibes la peroches are stuck in there in between. And they break up the klal and the prat. Right? That's Amar Kra. The pasuk said, ulumibes la peroches va'avadatam. Right? Ulumibes la peroches va'avadatam. El mibes la peroches hu da'avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. Only there Ulibes haparoches, hu avodas matana, v'lo avodas siluk. Only that requires avodas matana, and not avodas siluk. What does that mean? So Rashi says on top, afsik ben klala leprata. There's a break of two words between the klal, anything in the mizbeach, and the prat of only avodas matana. What does it say? Ulibes haparoches. What do those two words mean? Says Rashi, mibes haparoches, hu da avodas matana. In the Kodesh, that's where you require avodas matana. In the little mizbeach, kigon hazah, or in the Kodesh Kedashim, kigon hazahs bein abadim de yom kippurim, putting the blood between the badim of the Aron Kodesh on Yom Kippur, unasinas ketores al ha'esh, or putting the ketores on the fire in the big Kodesh Kedashim. That is all avodas matana, right? But what goes on outside in the bigger mizbeach and the Nazara, that could be avodas siluk too. That could be removing the Trumas Hadeshim. Ha bachutz, but if it's outside, afilu avodah siluk, even avodah siluk, azar is chayiv. That's how Levi learns the pasuk. Since those two words, what's the beis haparochas mean? It means in the beis haparochas, in the other side of the curtain. What's the other side of the curtain? The Kodesh Kadashim. That's where it has to be avodas matana, 100%. What are you doing there? You're putting dam down. You're putting the ketores down. You're doing putting. Not taking anything away. Somebody asks, what about taking away the pan afterwards? You take away the pan. Right, you leave the not the pan, what's it called? Shovel.
That's an avoda.
That's not an avoda, right? Right? We're going to have it later. How many times did the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur? Trivia question. How many? Four times. The fourth time, what do you go in there for? Just to remove the pan. That's already cooled off. What? Right. So asks one of the Rishonim, I think the Chizkuni asks, so why didn't he leave it there? And next year, when he goes in for the first time, he'll take it out then. I said, going in just to take the pan out. And the answer is, you can't leave it there the whole year. So go take it out. Right? That's the answer. So you're going in just to remove it, but it's not really a cold avoda. Someone asked that question. Anyway, So again, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, only Avodas Matana. Levi agrees with that. Outside, it could be even Avodas Siluk, and that's why Yechayev for Azor is Chayev if he does Trumas Hadeshim. Ihachi, if that's true, then Vavaratem Nami, El Mibeis Laparochis, Huda Avoda Tama, Velo Avodas Sheshachre Avoda. If that's how you're reading the Pasuk, then in the Kodesh Kedoshim, it should only be an Avoda that's Avoda Tama. That has no other Avoda after it. But outside, it could be any avoda. Even an avoda that has an avoda afterwards. See, that's how you're reading the pasuk. Habachutz, the outside, afilo avoda sheish achre avoda. It should be any avoda, it should be chayiv. If we're only saying all the requirements only apply in the Kodesh Kedoshim, which requirements are there? There are only two. Matana has to be only in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Outside, it could be even not matana, even siluk. And what about the other requirement? About avoda tama, has to be the last avoda. Maybe only that applies in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, it can be any avoda, even if it's not avoda tama. Halacha, it's not avoda tama. There's more avodas after that. Even that should be chayiv. And the Gemara answers, Vavadatem hadar arve kra. Yeah, it says avadatem again, and the word avadatem includes only highlights only avoda that's avoda tama. That's the answer.
This sugya was talking about the zar. Would that include disqualified kohen?
It's a good question. Depends for certain things, yes. Certain things, yes, certain things, I'm not 100% sure. It's not. It's clear, I just don't know.
Okay.
Like, they're allowed to eat kodesh meat,
right?
But they can't do avoda.
Right.
They're allowed to, so they did like, the Rashi said, they would sit and take the worms out of the wood. Can you imagine a job like that? That's what they did all day. They couldn't do avoda, so they made sure the wood didn't have any worms in it.
So if they did do avoda...
Yeah, would they be puzzle? That's a good question. It's definitely puzzle. Definitely possible. The question is the Yichai Nisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The Bai Rava. Avoda Siluk Behechol Mahu. Right? So the Gemara asks, Avoda Siluk, right? Avoda Siluk Behechol Mahu. According to Levi, what if according to Levi, you're not allowed to do Avoda Siluk. Avoda Siluk is Trumas Hadeshim. Right? Avoda Siluk is Trumas Hadeshim. What about Avoda Siluk in the Heichal? What's in the Heichal? Three things. The Shulchan, the Menorah, and the little Mizbeach. What if you did an Avoda Siluk in there? Yisrael went in there and did Avoda Siluk in there. Would you be Chayav Misa? What is Avoda Siluk in there? It goes on in there. I'm going to have a whole daf about it. Rashi says, Ki Avoda Tama, it's an Avoda Tama. Kigon, for example, Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi VaHaMenorah. You clean out the menorah. He removes all the you know, the schmutz from the candles in the morning.
Tam
means it's the finished avoda, the last avoda. There's no avoda afterwards. That was the requirement, right? For Zrikas Adam, there's no avoda with Dam. So what about avoda tama siluk in the heichal? What is that? Says Rashi. It's very simple. It's removing, cleaning out the menorah, and cleaning out the mizbeach from the ketores. Right? Every morning there was ketores. You go clean it out. Tavora Stila, you're removing all the shmutz, right? And Tavora Tama, something after that. You'll do it again the next day, but something after that, right? So can go and Dishim is Be'er Chapinim V'Hamenorah. The Levi Mahu. Well, according to Levi only. This only question is only according to Levi. Right? Because according to Rav, you never chayev on Siluk. Never chayev meets on Siluk. Only chayev on Matana. So the question is only according to Levi. What about in the Heichal? So, Mahu. Lifnim midaminan lei, or lachotz midaminan lei. Is it lifnim? In the Kodesh Kedoshim, it could only be Matana. Remember, we said in the Kodesh Kedoshim, everything you put, can only be Matana. In the Mizbeach, it could be even Siluk. What about in the middle room? What about there? What's the story there? Hadar Pashte, he then answered, Mibayis Ula Mibayis. Okay? Mibayis Ula Mibayis, which means that the Heichal has the same din as the Kodesh Kedoshim, and therefore the a Zohar is only chayiv if he does an Avodas Matana. So if a Zohar runs in there and cleans out the menorah, he did an Aveira, but he's not chayiv Misa. Okay? Elameyata, if that's true, Zohar shesider es ha-shulchan l'chayiv. What if a Zohar takes the 12 loaves of bread and he places them on the shulchan? He should be chayiv. Why? It's Avodas Matana. And what other Avoda is there after that? Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ikka Sidur Bazichin. What about Sidur Bazichin? After you put the bread there, you put two little cups of frankincense. A bazich is a cup. Two bazichin, two cups. So that comes after the bread, so that's Avoda. It's Avoda that has another Avoda afterwards. That's the last Avoda. So the Gemara says, good, how about that avoda? So Sidur Bazichin. What about if you did Sidur Bazichin? L'chayiv. Then you should be chayiv. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the final avoda either. Ikka Siluk V'Haptara. One second. You have to remove the bread and take these Bazichin, and these Bazichin get burnt on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara stops. So everyone asks, why doesn't the Gemara go to the next question? And what if you did that? What if you took the bazichin and you burnt them? That's the last avoda. And the answer is, because if you did that, that's no different than haktara, burning things on the mizbeach, which is one of the four avodas. In Yanei Chanami, you'd be chayv. So Gemara doesn't even ask that. It's obvious. Next. Zor shesider es hamenorah l'chayv. What if a zor sets up the menorah? Sets up the menorah. Doesn't clean the menorah out. Clean the menorah out, you're not chayv. He sets up the menorah. He gets it all ready. It's an avoda that's matana. He's putting oil in, he's measuring everything right. And what happens, and what's the story? And there's no avoda after that. What's avoda after that?
Lighting.
So Gemara says, one second, it's pesila. You gotta put in the wicks. So good. So nasan pesila l'chayev. So if he puts in the wicks, it should be chayev. Why? It's the final avoda. After he put in the wicks, what do you do now? So Gemara says, ikka nesinas shemen. We gotta put in the oil. I thought that's part of setting it up. Okay? So Gemara says, Nasan Shemen l'chayev. So if you put it in the Shemen, it should be chayev. So Gemara says, no. Ikka hadlaka. We have to light it. You have to light it, no? So Gemara says, good. So hidlik l'chayev. If he lit it, he should be chayev. If he lit it, he should be chayev. Zohar runs in and lights the menorah, he should be chayev. Answers the Gemara, very difficult answer, hadlaka lav avodahi. Hadlaka is not an avoda. What does that mean? The Rashi doesn't say anything, right? Hadlaka is not an avoda. Why is it not an avoda? So the Meiri says, you know why it's not an avoda? Because fire doesn't have any. Fire is not mamash. You can't touch fire. You can't. It doesn't have any. They call it in mamashas.
Interesting thing. There is no lottery for this.
For the menorah. Right. Interesting.
The lottery to set the menorah.
Right.
There's no lottery to light the menorah.
Right. Right. Very interesting. Right. You hear what the Meiri is saying? It's not an avoda. The Gemara says it's not an avoda. It's not an avoda because it doesn't have any mamashas. So everything setting up the menorah is yes an avoda. The wicks, the oil, cleaning everything out—it's all avoda. But the actual lighting is not an avoda because there's no mamashas. You can't touch it. You can't, right? And therefore, it's not an avoda. That's a very strange thing. And therefore, if a zohar lit the menorah, he wouldn't be chayev. Says the Gemara, V'lo? What are you talking about? V'otanya, you have a brisa that says that v'nasnu b'nei Aharon ha-kohen eish ha-la-mizbeach, that b'nei Aharon would bring a fire on the mizbeach, v'orku eitzim ala-eish, they would set up the logs on the fire, li mid al-hatsasas alisa, that, so hatsasas alisa means like some kind of match, some kind of stick with a fire on it, shalote elu b'kohen kosher, u'b'kli sharis. Only a Kohen could light the fire, and only a Klisharis, and Klisharis means he's wearing Big Day Kahuna. So what if my neighbor, the Yisrael, wants to come and light the fire in the morning? He's not allowed to. Well, why not? It's not a Voda. That doesn't have any mamashas. Fire doesn't have any mamashas. What's the difference between the menorah or the Mizbeach? What's the difference? So why by the Mizbeach, if a Zohar does it, it's a terrible Aveira? And why? Because it's an Avoda, which can only be done by a Kohen, wearing Big Day Kahuna. And when it comes to the menorah, we said it's not an Avoda. What kind of thing is that? So the Gemara says, Hatzisis adlisa avodahi. No. Hatzisis adlisa, lighting the fire, is takan avoda. Hadlaka lav avodahi. Hadlaka saneros is not an avoda. Okay? Tan avoda. What can I tell you? Tan avoda. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a very good question. Okay? Asks the Ritva, one second. It says in the Torah, Dabra al Aaron, Vamar to Elov, speak to Aaron and tell him, Balos Ches HaNeros, when you light the Neros. And it says also, somewhere in the Shmos, in Meviakal Pekudei, Ubahalos Aaron Ches HaNeros. When Aaron lights the Neros, it's clear as day in the Pesukim, that Hadlaka is an Avoda. How could the Gemara say that like that? It's a Mefarish Pesukim. Then what is it? So the Ritva answers, it never says, with a Lashon Tzivui, light the menorah. It uses words, Baha'aloscha, when the Baha'al, always like these words of Aliyah. And it was shot them about why it says that by the menorah. But it never says light the menorah. Light it. Hadlaka. Never says that. That's exactly why it's not an avoda. That's exactly why it's not an avoda. It never says lashon avoda. It never says lashon tzivui. It's always these flowery words about lighting fires and having them be lit on their own. And you know, the fire goes up. Like fire goes up. It never says light the fire. Of course it's not an avoda, says the Ritva. Of course. El Meata, if everything you're saying now is true, then there's another avoda that you should be chayiv for a zor. Zor shesider es hamarocha l'chayiv. If a zor sets up the logs, you should be chayiv. So he says, wait a minute. Ikka sider shnei gizrei etzim. But there's a requirement, which we didn't get to it yet. There's like a special thing to bring two logs. Besides setting up the thing, a special thing to bring two logs. Where does that come from? I'm not 100% sure where it comes from. I was waiting to see if we get to it. Say it in the morning, in the kabanos. Where does it come from? Okay. So, good. Says they were good. So, how about Shnei Dorshei Gizrei Etzim L'chayev? Well, so what if you bring those two, what if Yisrael brings the two logs? So Gemara says, well, Ikka, Sidur, Evarim. There's still the burning of the Evarim of the carbon tamid, which is really the final avoda of setting up the logs. So it's not the final avoda, and therefore you're not chayev. So why doesn't the Gemara ask the next question? Well, what about setting up, what about burning the carbon talmud? And the answer is because it's burning things on the Mizbeach, which you're for sure chayav for. Okay. Aye, the Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Zor Shasidur Shnei Gizri Eitzim Chayav. But there's a brisa that says that if a Zor burns, sets up the two logs, he's taka chayav. Chayav for that. So Gemara says, you're right, it's a machlokas. Papligi Marsavar, Rabbi Yochanan holds Avoda Tamihi. It's a vodatama. Umar Safar and Rav hold lav a vodatami. It's not an avodatama. So it's a machlokas about that issue. Setting up the two logs.
I was saying, how do you have machlokas if something is the last avodah? Was it the last avodah or wasn't it?
So it was. However, there was the last avodah. If you hold it, it's not the last avodah. The carbon tamid is the last avodah. That's a little bit of a stretch. That's why. To say that, I'm setting up the logs. Now the Mizbeach is ready. The last avodah is actually bringing the first carbon of the day? Why is that the last avodah? It's a new thing. No, it's really a continuation. That's why the machlokas about that. Tanakh Kavasei the Rav, Tanakh Kavasei the Levi. So machlokas, we're going back to the issue of, we're going back now to the issue of the Trumas Hadeshen. Is the Trumas Hadeshen chayev or not? Chayev and Trumas Hadeshen or not? Back to them, there's a brayta that supports both of them. Tanik kevasi de Rav. There's a brayta that supports Rav. What does it say? Avodah shezara chayev alei misa. Here are the following things which a zor does is chayev misa. Zrikas dam, bein lefnei v'lefnim. Whether it's in the, and it doesn't make a difference where it is. Zrikas dam is chayev misa. V'hamaze pechatas ha'of. If you squeeze the chatas ha'of, it's the final avoda. Hamaze means you sprinkle chatas ha'of. V'hamamatzo, you squeeze it. V'hakter be'olas ha'of, or you burn the olas ha'of. Also, or v'hamanasek shlosh lugin mayim, shlosh lugin yayim. What's not on the list? Shemus Hadesh is not on the list. Tanakh Vasid the Levi. The bride said it supports Levi. What does it say? Avodos Shazar Chayiv and Alein Misa. First one on the list. Hamerim Es Hadeshen. Shemus Hadesh, you Chayiv Misa for that. V'sheva Hazos Shebifnim. And seven sprinklings that are done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, or v'sheva Mitzorah. Or from a Torah, because you have oil there, you sprinkle the oil, you put the oil on his toes and his thumb and his ears, nothing to do with the Mizbeach, he's still chayav for that. Famale al gabi Mizbeach, bein davar kosher, bein davar pasul. And you bring on the Mizbeach, anything kosher, anything pasul. What's on the list? Trumas Hadeshen. So you see it's a machlokas tanoim. And it's the machlokas of Rav and Levi, who are first generation Amoraim, and that transition period. And so it's an older machlokas than them, and that's the story. Now, says the Gemara, Lama Mafisin. Why do we have piouses? Why? So that can't be the question. So Gemara says, Lama Mafisin? Kedaman, we said why. So shouldn't fight. What's the question? Why? Now says the Gemara, no. Elama Mafisin v'chozen Mafisin. Why do we have four piouses? Have one pious in the morning. We're busy day today. We're doing the piouses for A, B, C, and D. Anyone interested, come over here. We'll have a pious. Why do we have to do it four times? And the Gemara answers, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kedei lahargish kol ha'azara, to cause a stir in the azara." Ooh, there's another pious going on now that causes a stir, as it says in the pasuk. Shedemar, it says in the pasuk, "Asher yachtav namtik sod bebeis elokim mehalich berogesh." In the Beis Hamikdash, it's a busy place. It's always something tumbling going on, and that's why, and that increases excitement, right? Okay. Bameh mafisin. What are they wearing when they do the first pious?
That's very odd. Were you bringing a pasuk for something that only came about? Were you bringing a pasuk as a raya for something that only came about?
Because of fighting.
So it wasn't even part of the original.
Right, but the pasuk just says that the Beis Hamikdash is a place of regesh, of noise and excitement. So once we're doing the pious, we'll do ready four of them. Make it more exciting. Right?
That would be a better answer. Maybe if you did a pious in the morning and then something happened to that
kahanim
for a wedding that was supposed to be done later in the day,
uh-huh.
What would you do?
Right, okay. Maybe that could be another shot. So the Gemara asked, what were they wearing when they did the pious? Now, I'm not sure if it's only the first avod or all four avodos. So, Reb Nachman Amar, the big dechol. Reb Nachman says, big dechol. Regular street clothing. Reb Sheshes Amar, big dechodesh. Sheshes says, no, big dechodesh. Reb Nachman Amar, big dechol. Reb Nachman says, big dechol. Tell you why. Diyamar the big day kodesh, because if they're already wearing big day kodesh, and they can just go run right here to go do the avoda, ikabal izraos, there are some strong-armed kahanim. You ever met a strong-armed kohen? Some strong-armed kahanim. Dechamsi v'avdi. They're going to push and force themselves to do the avoda. We don't want that. So we make them wear big day chol. You gotta get dressed now. Right? To calm yourself down, you're not doing the avoda so fast, even though you're a big strong arm. So it delays the bullying by having a big dechol. That's what it does. It delays the bullying. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, big day kodesh. No. They have to be wearing big day kodesh. I hear that concern. I have a different concern. Di Amar at the big dechol. If you're telling me that they did big dechol, agav chivivuse mikruva avdi. Because he's so excited to do, he's finally, after 10 years of being in the bayit, he finally got it, he's going to run and go do the avoda. So when I'm wearing regular clothes. He can't have that. Put on the big day kahuna, in case this guy's going to run and do the avoda that second, at least he's already dressed for it. So badafka big day kodesh.
Where was the bayit?
They're all different places.
He wasn't inside the
Azara? I think it was.
So how
Why?
They can't?
What if they're not doing avoda? What if they're going on a tour? I don't know. I don't remember where the pieces were. The Mishnah, someone said it. I don't remember where it was. Might have been in, the first one might have been in a chol room, at 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, right? Might have been in a chol room. I don't know the rest of them. I don't remember. I don't know. It's a good question. We always have that question. If you're in the Azara but you're not doing anything, do the rules apply? Right? Like, you're not allowed to eat kachim in certain places. What about a regular sandwich? My wife packed me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Can I eat that in the Azara? It's not kachim. So it's not an avera. Are you allowed to do that? I don't, we have, there's an open question. These are open questions. I don't know. What? That's for the carbonos. But I'm hungry. I want to eat a sandwich. My wife made me a sandwich. Am I allowed to? I don't know. No, but that was different carbonos first, no? Oh, it was a taco. Right. So I don't know. So you guys, he's not doing a vote. He has to be wearing a vote. I don't know. If he can be wearing street clothes, I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, we'll stop here because now the Gemara is going to say, how does each one know this? How does each one know that? How does each one know this? That we'll get to it tomorrow. All right. So we're stopping at the second to bottom line. Umber of Nachman. Everyone have a very good day. Okay.